We're all talking about the Laurentian University greenspace lately, watching for news as the CCAA process reaches its final stages, stages that could threaten our beloved greenspace and trails. Development of a plan of arrangement with creditors is underway, a plan that could include the sale of LU assets, of which the LU greenspace is one. The community roots in the LU greenspace and trail system run deep. You can feel the depth of attachment with each memorial site. Anne Marie's bench, lights installed for night skiing in memory of Robert D'Aloisio, Sophie's Trail, and Jean's Gentle Jaunt, to name a few. This place is embedded in our lives, and our life memories. Violet Lanthier shares, when my granddaughter was convalescing, we started walking the trail. At first, the walks were short, but gradually they got longer. By the end of the summer, we were walking to the beach and swimming every morning. A big achievement for someone who is recovering from an injury or illness. I could also take my mom there with her walker on outings from the nursing home. The path is accessible and safe. She needed the green space for her mental health, as well as the exercise. It was social for her, too, because of the friendly people who stopped to say hello or encourage her. She lived to just shy of her 94th birthday. What gorgeous memories I have of that trail and beach. From childhood, to adolescence, to parenthood, the LU greenspace has a central place in our lives, Sarah McKenzie recounts. I spent countless hours during my childhood and teenage years enjoying the LU greenspace, from learning about aquatic life in the pond, to sliding near Bennett Lake, blueberry picking, swimming at the beach, running, skiing, walking the dog, even training for synchronized swimming. Now, I'm trying to pass on my love for this place to the next generation. I hope it will be there for them to enjoy and for generations to come. For many, it is what defines Sudbury as home, anchoring us here or drawing us back. Charlotte Ballas relates, having been gone from the city for a number of years, walking these trails I used to run back in the 70s and 80s has made me feel back, at home. The number of people that use them on a daily basis has increased greatly from those days, and they have a real community feel. It is a place of inspiration, and a home for wildlife. Local artist Sue Lampinen shares, I love the trails there, have been walking my dogs on those paths for years. Bennett Pond for skating and walking, and quite a few plein air painting days in those woods. We humans love it for our leisure, but the critters who call it home need it for their survival. Sarah King Gold says it all, when she states, this is one of the reasons I live in Sudbury. I love that there are publicly accessible natural spots right in the middle of our city. I go there to de-stress, I bring my children there, I even got married there on a trail. It's a major asset and attractor to this community. If it's gone, there is no going back. Don't ever let it go. Let's realize now what we have and save it for all our community members and the generations to come. Don't ever let it go. The LU greenspace is not something the community is willing to lose. These are just a few of the voices and stories from the LU greenspace and trails. What is your story? Connect with the effort to #SaveLUGreenspace at livablesudbury.org/LU_trails. Naomi Grant and Mandy Hay live in Greater Sudbury. The fourth part of the story will be told next week. You can read part one here and you can read part two here. You can read part three here.